all American troops in Syria are leaving. The president tweeted, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria, my only reason for being there during the Trump presidency." The first Americans arrived in October of 2015. They have since helped push ISIS into a few isolated areas. About 2,000 American troops are there now. But today's announcement still stunned some top Republicans who believe more work needs to be done. David Martin begins our coverage.
The president claimed ISIS in Syria is defeated.
So our boys, our young women, our men, they're all coming back, and they're coming back now. We won.
And it is true, the territory ISIS once held, the so-called caliphate, has been reduced to just a few pockets. But the fighting remains fierce. Last week, the U.S. and its allies launched more than 200 air and artillery strikes, many of them called in by American Special Operations Forces working with local fighters on the ground. The president's decision was denounced by members of his own party.
I doubt there's anybody in the Republican caucus in the Senate that just isn't stunned by this precipitous decision that just like you woke up in the morning and made it.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham called for hearings to determine whether the pullout is based on military advice or in spite of it. The abrupt withdrawal runs counter to U.S. strategy, as explained little more than a week ago by a senior State Department official.
I think it's fair to say Americans will remain on the ground after the physical defeat of the caliphate until we have the pieces in place to ensure that that defeat is enduring. Well,
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford recently explained what that would take.
We estimate, for example, about 35 to 40,000 local forces have to be trained and equipped in order to provide stability. We're probably somewhere on along the line of 20% through the training of those forces.
For Dunford, that meant U.S. troops wouldn't be leaving anytime soon. But the president's mind appears to have been made up since March.
We're going to be coming out of there real soon. Going to get back to our country where we belong.
So after 4 years and the loss of four American servicemen, senior military leaders are scrambling to get all U.S. troops out of Syria in 30 days or as soon after as possible. They're also wondering what comes next, since President Trump has said his instincts tell him to pull out of Afghanistan as well. Jeff?
David Martin at the Pentagon Force. David, thank you.